Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Christiana, also known as Lady Goldie. I am here today to give you intuitive lessons to build your psychic abilities. Today, I'll be sharing my new class with you. It's all about building your psychic abilities and finding out what your strengths are. What power is your strongest? Are you good at hearing spirits and thoughts? Do you see angels and the answers in plain sight? Do you get gut feelings about people, places, or things? All of these things are gifts that we have. We only need to tap into that power and allow our intuition to flow. Feedback is always welcome. So when you call in, please let me know what you thought of the class and if you have any suggestions, because I'm open to suggestions. If you're looking for a psychic, spellcasting, Reiki, hypnosis, or life coaching, I'm here for you. Please check out my website at www.promisedlifecoaching.com. Go to the contact page and send me a message asking whatever you'd like, and I'll get back to you ASAP. So today, the show's probably going to be about 45 minutes long. I don't have any callers, which is surprising because I usually have callers, but that's usually on the Saturday night blog talk show that I do when I do psychic readings. I will be offering psychic readings at the end, like about the last 10 minutes of the show. But for starters, I wanted to help you do a lesson that it's something that I've been practicing for a while. And what you do is you get a question in your mind that you want the answer to, and make sure it's a specific question that you desire the answer to. You ask that question in your mind, or you can say it out loud. So think of something right now, something you want to know. Ask the question, and then just sit. Sit there and allow yourself to be completely open to any thoughts or feelings that come your way. And the first thought or feeling is going to be the most intuitive answer, and probably the most accurate, because you're not letting your ego get in the way and interrupt you from picking up on these channels of information. So I encourage you to do that, you know, as often as you can, and just be open to the intuitive thoughts and feelings that come your way. Now, we all have different psychic abilities. Me, my psychic abilities is that I'm clairaudient, meaning I hear things. Sometimes I hear spirits, but most of the time it's an inner dialogue, and sometimes, you know, I feel that I can hear spirits in my inner thoughts. I'm also claircognizant, meaning that I feel things. Like people would say a gut feeling. I get those gut feelings. I'm very intuitive, and I work well with energy and Reiki, stuff like that. So I do offer, like I said, psychic readings and spell casting. That's in Reiki. So that's the kind of energy work that I do. If you're interested, again, go to promisedlifecoaching.com. Okay, I'm going to check the chat.
and see if anybody happens to be on chat. Okay, never mind. So it's making some weird ringing noise. Okay, I'm pulling open the chat right now. So I encourage you, if you're not calling in today, to at least chat, and I can also take some of your requests there. I also wanted to let you know that in what I do, I mainly focus on life coaching from an intuitive place. Like I do a lot of psychic readings, and that's usually how I help guide people in the right direction, the most favorable direction, and give them predictions to kind of help them navigate better. So that's mainly what I do. I'm learning as an entrepreneur, as I delve deeper and deeper into being an entrepreneur, that there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of marketing, and you have to learn how to talk to people. And I offer the other things that I mentioned earlier, but that is where I specialize. Okay. So I'm going to do a meditation with all of you. And again, this is to develop your psychic abilities. So just close your eyes and inhale and exhale. And this is an exercise to open up your psychic ability, your third eye. Just imagine an indigo ball of light permeating your third eye, just sinking into your third eye. Opening that up. Notice thoughts, initial knee-jerk thoughts that just come automatically in the feelings. So what I got, a message that I got from Spirit, was that there's somebody out there that's listening, or that will be listening, that is suffering from some serious health problem, and something about the pancreas. So beware of that, and know that the angels are there to assist you and help you to heal when you need that healing. And I just want to call on the angels and ask that they assist this person with their health problem. Thank you. Well, everybody, I'm going to take a short break and play some music, and I will get back to you very soon. Thank you. And please forgive me if the music's a little muffled, because I have to call in to do the show on my phone. All right, thank you. I'm not a liar, 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 I'm not a liar,
I
Okay, everybody, I am back. Still no callers, unfortunately. I'm going to move into the psychic reading. And I typically like to do this a general reading, especially when there's not any callers. For just anybody out there who may need it. Just shuffling my cards real quick. Okay. So, the first card I have says show appreciation. I'm going to look that up in my little booklet here. It is common for indigos to get caught up in their own lives and forget to show others around them just how much they mean to them. Although you may not realize it, your friends and loved ones are only human. They have feelings and emotions just the same as you do. You are being urged to offer and express gratitude to the special people in your life. This card also asks you to shift your focus away from what you lack in life. Appreciate all that you do have and all that you've accomplished. When you can get in touch with this higher part of yourself, many more of your dreams will come true. Second card. So that was for past tense, recent past. Middle card is make a wish, which is for the present moment. What do you most desire? What does your soul long for? This card asks you to get in touch with your deepest wishes and send them to heaven instead of deciding that they're not possible. The angels call upon you to use your indigo power of attraction to create good in your life rather than hiding it under a pile of doubt. This is an exciting card because it means you're close to what you desire. You just need to exert a bit of an energetic effort to help create it in your life. When you receive a message like this, it's normal for uncertainty or fear to arise. Just take a deep breath and allow your exhalation to release the slower energy from you. Have a silent conversation with your angels, in which you share with them exactly what you desire in life. One of two things will always happen. You'll get your wish, or two, you'll be shown a better, more suitable answer. And the third card for future. You are not alone. As you grow older, you'll realize that no one on this planet truly knows what he or she is doing. We all just get by as best as we can. This card reminds you that you've got plenty of help and companionship available to you. Never before have so many people come into a lifetime with the shared divine purpose of rewriting the script for daily human life. Your indigo mission is so very important, and there are literally millions of other indigos in this world having very similar experiences. Ask the angels to help guide you to like-minded people who can relate to you. It will soon become apparent to you that you are an integral part of one of the most significant movements in human history. Now, these cards are from my indigo angel oracle. I can't talk today, sorry. Indigo Angel Oracle Card Deck by Doreen and Charles Virtue. And I'm reading out of the guidebook. This is probably my favorite deck because I believe I'm an indigo. And many of you out there are indigos as well. And I'm going to read what the term indigo means. The term indigo refers to strong-willed, intuitive leaders of all ages. Indigos have an inborn ability to sense whether someone is telling the truth or not. That's definitely me. And they only respect people who are honorable regardless of age, title, or rank. Because of their nonconformity, indigos often buck the system, which is part of their global mission to bring truth and integrity to the world. Yep, that's me. Does it sound like any of you out there? Whether you're an indigo or someone who loves or cares for one, the angels give extra guidance to support the important work of indigos. The angels' messages help such individuals with every aspect of their personal and professional lives. And this is Doreen Virtue's son, I believe, Charles. I, Charles, created these cards especially for indigo adults and children using my firsthand knowledge of being an indigo. I focus upon the issues that are foremost for indigos, including their emotions, lifestyle, relationship, self-esteem, and life purpose. My mother, Doreen, and I made this card deck and guidebook simple and to the point after all. Indigos are on a mission and have no time to waste. So true, isn't it? All right, and like I said, they're oracle cards, not tarot cards. For me personally, I find that oracle cards resonate better with my vibration and my frequency, and I like the fact that they're simple and that they have words on them, whereas tarot, they might say like Ace of Cups or something like that and have an image, but it's usually symbols. Tarot takes a while to study, but the indigo cards are just very straightforward, and they have images of angels. The first show appreciation card has an angel with a tiger, which I think shows strength. And then the middle card, Make a Wish, has an angel looking up to the heavens. And the third card, You Are Not Alone, has an angel with a candle lit, which shows hope. It shows light and darkness, lets you know that you're not alone. So I really like this deck. It's, I think, my first deck. Okay, so there are 34 minutes left to the show, and I still have no callers. So I'm just gonna get off the air now, but I want to leave you with this. Continue to just do the exercises I taught you. If you are just getting to the video or just getting to this podcast, you can go back to the beginning of the podcast, the recording, and go through the exercises. They're really simple, really straightforward. And just go with your initial gut reaction. That is where your psychic power is. And don't question it. That's your ego getting in the way, trying to doubt or discredit the messages that you're picking up from the spirit world, which is where I believe information comes from. But that's my personal belief. It's okay if that's not what you believe. But, yeah, I just want to encourage you all to go with your gut, your intuition, and don't let your ego get in the way. And try the exercises that I mentioned, the simple meditation to open up your third eye and become more in tune with your psychic abilities. Try to test out the different clairs. There's clairvoyant, clairaudient, claircognizant, clairsentient. I suggest Googling all of that and looking it up and really researching to find where your psychic abilities are.
We all have them. Just some people are more in tune than others. But don't make it a competition. And again, I'm here for you if you need me. Go to www.promisedlifecoaching.com. I offer life coaching sessions, psychic readings, which those two are my prime specialty. I also offer Reiki, spell casting, and hypnosis. Again, you can check out my website, promisedlifecoaching.com. The main page is a blog, which is, I think, a great way to connect to my audience and get the word out there about my business. But if you want to know more about me, go to the About page, and there's also a Contact page. And I do have a sliding scale for my fees. So if you call me, we can find a price that works for you, and I will work with you to get your session to a price that you can afford and something you can manage. I typically offer the first intake session for free, but I'm no longer doing that because, you know, we live in a world where we need to earn a living, and I need to earn a living, so I can't always do the free sessions. But it's also an energy transfer. Like, you get the service, I get, you know, earn some money, and that way I can pay for this show and make it so that I can continue to reach out to all of you, which I have a strong desire to do so. So, everybody take care. Know that spring is just around the corner, and I'm sure you know this already, but it's something to definitely look forward to. I encourage you to really start planting the seeds of what you want, your dreams, and watch them start to emerge and blossom and manifest. It's a perfect time for that. All right, thank you everybody for listening. Take care and have a blessed evening.